The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, February 1st, 2022. The President of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, called on the population to contribute to the debates on the Family Code Bill that begin today throughout the country. Cuba is ready for the popular consultation of the Family Code from this February 1st through to April. Thus, I am inviting you to consciously participate in this exercise of democracy and thereby enrich the project with everyone's contribution, the president wrote on Twitter. More than 7 million people have the right to participate in the popular consultation on these legal norms to offer their approval, disagreement, or proposals to modify the project that has already received the approval of the National Assembly of People's Power. Cuba's economy is currently going through hard times, but it has better conditions to move forward than in the crisis of the 1990s, that is the special period, according to economist José Luis Rodríguez. In an exclusive interview for Prensa Latina, the 2019 National Economics Award winner pointed out that there are external factors that exponentially damage the country's performance, such as the U.S. blockade, in addition to internal problems and the COVID-19 pandemic. The expert assured that the crisis of the so-called special period was greater and that now we are in better conditions as a result of measures applied then to overcome that negative situation and also other decisions taken in later years. Today we have the development achieved in biotechnology and its future potential, tourism, income from the export of professional services, remittances, results in consolidated sectors such as tobacco and nickel, and the possibilities offered by foreign investment. The report program of the RAI 3 television network broadcast a report from Havana in which it highlighted the efficacy and safety of the Cuban pediatric vaccine against COVID-19, Soberana 2. For an hour and 20 minutes, the popular space directed by Sigfrido Ranucci showed images with the application of the preparation developed by the Finlay Vaccine Institute and statements by its director, Vicente Vélez, leader of one of the anti-COVID-19 immunogen projects, Soberana 2 and Soberana Plus. The journalistic work highlighted the quality of Soberana 2, applied to 1.6 million infants residing on the island, the second country in the classification of immunized population worldwide, where the infections are very low and the daily victims are less than 5. But if the Cuban vaccine is so cheap, safe, and effective, why don't we use it too? Asked the journalist. And in the international agenda, we have that the president of Argentina, Alberto Fernandez, undertook a tour to Russia, China, and finally to Barbados in what is his first visit abroad in 2022. This tour generates many expectations. The president will visit Moscow for the first time since he came into power, with a packed agenda that will include a meeting with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, with whom he will review the bilateral agenda and delve into the issue of collaboration in the field of vaccines, investments, science, and other topics of common interest. Fernandez will then continue his tour on to China, where he will attend the opening of the Winter Olympics next Friday and will meet with his counterpart Xi Jinping at the Great Hall of the People. On his return, the president will make a stopover in Barbados, where he will meet with the Prime Minister Mia Mottley with an agenda that will cover the climate crisis and the community of Latin American and Caribbean states. Meanwhile, the clandestine transfer of weapons from the United States to Mexico maintains a steady pace despite lawsuits against 11 companies in the neighboring country, which maintain the supply to organized crime. A report from the Mexican Foreign Ministry confirmed that every month 812 pistols and rifles manufactured in the U.S. are seized in the country from the hands of the cartels. It explained that between January 1, 2020 and November 18, 2021, Mexican security forces seized 18,091 weapons made by a U.S. company. The text identified the United States as the major maker of weapons that have been seized in Mexico. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.